Here's a sort of related question from Richard, who's in Australia, Richard Nuri. And he says, how do we measure distances across the universe?
Well, this is a very difficult question to answer, or at least it was. The problem is that if you're looking at stars in the night sky, if a star is at a certain distance from you, its brightness can't really be used as a measure of how far away it is, because a bigger star will be brighter. And because light gets dimmer the further it is from you, a big star can be a lot further away than a small star, and yet they will both appear exactly the same brightness. So how do you solve that one? Well, this kept astronomers guessing for a very long time, until around about the turn of last century, a woman working at Harvard University, actually in contact with Hubble, after whom the Hubble Space Telescope is named, solved the problem. Her name was Henrietta Leavitt, and she was looking at star charts, and she noticed that some stars appeared to get bigger and brighter and then dimmer and weaker, and they did it with a regular period. These have now become known as the stellar yardsticks. They're called Cepheid variables. They're stars that swell up and then shrink down, swell up and shrink down. And because the period with which they do that varies with the size of the star, you therefore know, if you look at how often a star like that is blinking on and off, you know how big it is, therefore you can work out how bright it is, and because light follows an inverse square law, you can work backwards to work out basically how bright that star must be and therefore how far away it is. So scientists now use these Cepheid variables. When they look at a distant star structure, they can use the period of any Cepheid variables that are there to work out how far away those particular entities are. So that's the stellar yardstick, and it was solved by a lady at Harvard about 100 years ago.